Day one. I can't believe I'm actually here on this bus. It smells like air conditioning and sweat and something sweet, bubblegum maybe. Once it takes off, my real life starts. It's so weird to be writing in this book with an actual pen and everything. I had to leave my iPad behind, along with my iPhone. I didn't want the police tracing me. If I'm gonna be found, it shouldn't be that easy. My hand keeps cramping. I should have started training for this months ago, like people do for a marathon. I could have strengthened my muscles a few paragraphs a day. Well, you can't think of everything. I thought of a lot of things, though. I've made so many plans, and now I'm gonna live them. Saving all the money my parents gave me for food and movies and clothes. Sometimes it seemed almost too easy, the way I'd ask my dad and then my mom and double up. Like that weekend I went to stay with Trish, I really scored. $50 from each of them. They pretend like they're this parenting team, but really, they don't talk to each other any more than they have to. That note on the whiteboard was so generic runaway that they can't read anything into it. Stuffing my backpack full of clothes instead of books, figuring I'd leave from school since it's too much trouble to get back to the farm, I had to take the risk. I sat in my mom's car, trying not to panic, hoping she wouldn't forget anything in the kitchen and go inside and discover my note and ruin everything. She's good at that, forgetting and ruining. But being her, she was clueless. I still can't believe they moved me out to a farm. It's not like my dad needed the promotion that bad. He already made a lot of money. But I'm sure he convinced my mom it was a great idea. Maybe he told her it would be a back-to-nature experience. We could all learn to live off the land, except that we don't grow anything. There are fields instead of a yard, with all the plants pulled out, so really, it's just dirt. That means my dad doesn't spend his Saturdays mowing, so in a way.